Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police are currently investigating an alleged kidnapping that was reported Sunday morning. The caller reported seeing a 13-year-old blonde girl being kidnapped by a black man and forced into a black van. Police Chief Andy Mills appeared on Talk Shop Monday afternoon and addressed why no Amber Alert was issued. He also has doubts about the reported incident itself.
Amber has very strict criteria of when you can issue an Amber Alert, and this didn't meet that criteria. The second part of it is we do have some very serious questions about the veracity of the statement that was given to us. On the side of caution and the side of protecting, doing everything we can in case it is true, we felt it was necessary to put out a press release to get the information out there.
Mills also has questions about the person who initially reported the kidnapping and wonders if the story adds up.
A 13-year-old out at 7 o'clock in the morning getting grabbed off the street and nobody's reporting this. No parents are reporting their 13-year-old missing. The veracity continues to decline for the person, and we're doing some history on that person and so forth. So I've been a cop for 34 years. I've seen very few valid kidnappings.
Chief Mills went on to say that a press release with additional details will be issued once the investigation is completed. The Humboldt Builders Exchange announced today that it endorsed Chet Albin and Mike Newman for Eureka City Council. The board of directors of the exchange said in a statement that Albin has been a reasoned and thoughtful voice and that Newman has been very supportive of its businesses. Albin, who was appointed to fill out the term of former council member Lance Madsen, is facing off against Natalie Arroyo for the Ward 5 seat. Newman, the incumbent, is being challenged by Kim Burgell in Ward 3. A federal grant of $2.2 million has been awarded to the Eureka City Schools in conjunction with the Klamath Trinity School District and Humboldt State University. The grant funding will be used to implement a comprehensive art, music, and dance education program for students in grades K through 8 over the next 4 years. Working with HSU, the local school districts will be able to support art instruction in more than 80 classrooms. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing placing the West Coast population of the fisher on the endangered species list, and public comment regarding the proposal is being sought. The fisher, part of the mammal family that includes weasels and martens, has nearly disappeared from its forest habitat in the Pacific Northwest due to the loss of habitat from logging and wildfire, and the very recent and very deadly threat of the use of rodenticides in illegal marijuana grows. A 90-day comment period on the proposal to place the fisher on the endangered species list opens today and lists the use of rodenticides in public and community forests as a significant threat to the species. To add your voice to the public comment, contact the local Fish and Wildlife Office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You are listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors has sent a letter in support of naming the Samoa Boulevard interchange after former Arcata resident and Navy SEAL Kevin Ebert. Ebert, an Arcata native, was killed in combat serving as a corpsman with the SEALs during an ambush in Afghanistan. Ebert's family has requested the interchange to be named after Kevin, and the board has sent a letter to Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough, who is working with the Ebert family and Caltrans on the naming proposal. Governor Jerry Brown signed into law an organic waste recycling bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough. Assembly Bill 1826 will now require restaurants, grocery stores, food processors, and other businesses that dispose of organic waste to compost that waste so that it can be converted into clean fuel. Food and yard waste comprise of the largest stream of material that goes into landfills, and that waste generates methane gas, and the goal is to phase in organic recycling programs to reduce the amount that is dumped through the use of digesters and composting. A traffic collision between a tractor trailer and a pickup truck in the northbound lanes of Highway 101 in Crescent City on Monday afternoon didn't result in any injuries, but did close down one lane of the highway for several hours. Crescent City resident Salvador Uribe Sanchez was waiting to make a left turn from Highway 101 at Serena Road when he was hit from the rear by a big rig driven by Oregon resident Doug Jacob. It took several hours for a heavy-duty tow truck to clear the tractor trailer from the roadway. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision, and neither driver suffered injuries. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.